Welcome. Welcome to another episode of Getting Social with Miriam. It is always so wonderful to have you there with me. And today we're going to talk about self-evolution and motivation. And you know, sometimes it's very, very difficult to find it within us to become motivated. We may know we have to do something in order, like for instance, if we have to lose weight or find a way to make more money, it's very difficult for us to find it within us to actually take action and do that. And a lot of people have trouble with motivation. So this is something we're going to be talking about, as well as self-awareness and self-evolution. And today my guest, her name is Dr. Joanne White. She is the international award-winning author, and she's the executive producer and host of Power Your Life Radio and television shows. She's a certified professional coach, business consultant, and energy master teacher specializing in innovation, transformation, and energy medicine. With 20 years plus years in education, business, leadership, and energy medicine, Dr. Joanne is the owner and founder of the Power Your Life Broadcasting Network and the Power You Online University. Known globally as the Success Doc, she gets to the heart of what matters most to businesses and people, helping millions of men, women, families, and businesses achieve their own dreams and overcome personal and professional challenges to master their own success and triumphs. Dr. White's been featured on online and in publications such as Good Housekeeping and More and WebMD. She also appears on radio television networks such as NBC, CBS, and Fox. And with 20-plus years in education, business, leadership, and energy medicine, international award-winning author Dr. Joanne White is the executive producer and host, and she's done a lot. She's certainly done a lot. I'd love to welcome Dr. Joanne. Hi, Dr. Joanne.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me, Miriam. It's my pleasure.
Yeah, no, it's wonderful to have you. So I've got a few questions to ask. What you do is actually quite interesting. But before we get into that, I'd like to know what is exactly self-evolution?
Well, self-evolution is our ability to move forward and to transform ourselves. And mm-hmm. oftentimes it's a process of change. And it allows us to create and to recreate from our core, from our inner essence. And most of us, I mean all of us, are powerful creators. However, sometimes we're creating without our own knowledge that we're even doing it. And I think that's something that I'm cautioning people about. I think it's really more important to make sure that you understand what you're creating and do so actively and, of course, in consciously, very much consciously. I think that's essential.
Right, right. Okay, now, as far as creation goes, are you talking about, say, the law of attraction?
Well, I'm talking about how we create ourselves, and we move ourselves forward in any aspect. The law of attraction is a tool that we can utilize that works mm-hmm. with one of the universal laws to help us move forward. So, but we are creatures of change. We're also creatures of habit. And often we get so stuck in our comfort zone, Miriam, that we don't want to move out of it. And even though the universe may be pressuring us to do so, and sometimes mm-hmm. it's like if any one of your listeners have ever had an experience where they're in their comfort zone and they probably, well, you know, they're comfortable, but they may want more, but they're a little bit less motivated mm-hmm. to do it, or maybe they're afraid
right.
to take a quantum leap. But sometimes something happens that mm-hmm. actually forces them to do that. I had that experience years ago when I was working in corporate, and I was an executive director, and they changed the whole composition of that whole executive director. So basically, I had to shift gears, and I did. I became I sort of changed my job description there, but at the same time, I was not feeling that I was doing what I wanted to do there. And so in a way, to me, that was the universe kind of tapping me on the shoulder, saying, "Okay, it's time to move on." Now, if they didn't have that internal change in terms of the tiers with respect to the different job positions, I would have just stayed. I might still be today.
Well,
right?
Sometimes
but I was
things...
kind of... Go ahead.
Yeah. And I was going to say, sometimes things will push you. They're going to push you.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. That's the universe kind of calling you, okay, if you're not going to wake up, if you're not going to get out of your comfort zone on your own volition, hello, here we are, and we're making it happen. And initially, it may be incredibly uncomfortable to do that, as it was for me, to think, okay, do I want another job? What am I doing? But that really led me to go into business for myself, and I never looked back. So that we all probably have had experiences like that, some minor,
right.
some more predominant in our lives. And again, it's what we're doing with that experience that's so very important. So I think we need to recognize that the comfort zone is great, but oftentimes our inner guidance, our soul, our inner awareness is calling us to do something that's more in keeping, more in target with what we've come here to do in this body and on this earth plane. And so we kind of have to go with it.
I agree. So, you know what? The thing is, a lot of times we may be pushed and pushed and pushed to do something, but what is it that usually creates that aha moment, like that magical awareness? Because, you know, we can be resistant and resistant and resistant to all these messages that the universe is giving us, but what is usually the thing that, I guess you would say, breaks the straw on the camel's back?
Well, sometimes it's a hard knock on the head. Like, seriously, sometimes you don't want to get out of your comfort zone, and so the universe does what it did to me. It kind of takes that job and shifts it so that you can't do that anymore. You've got to figure out something else. And I did for a while. I figured out another job within the organization, the company,
right.
But it wasn't. It really wasn't in keeping with my heart and with what I wanted to do. So basically, that's one way. The universe can kind of knock you on the side of your head, and you kind of have to make that change. And oftentimes people experience that when their jobs are taken away or their partner decides to leave or whatever, and that can be a shock, and that can be something that's more traumatic. However, I think most likely leads to something very positive. Right, that's what I think. Another way can be that we're kind of working on ourselves and we're recognizing that it's a process and we're working with our inner guidance and we're listening to the messages and we're getting the information that we need. And so moving forward into the next step, whatever that is, becomes much more of a natural process as we're easing into it, because we're conscious, we're aware, we're sort of checking in, we're being self-reflective, we're knowing what's going on within us, and so it doesn't seem so foreign, and I think the shift becomes much more gentle
that's the thing.
The head.
If you don't resist it, that's actually quite true. I do believe that.
Right, I believe that too. So it's the resistance that sometimes creates. And you know what? Sometimes we're not even aware, Miriam, that we're resisting. We're just in the status quo, and it's comfortable, and why change? It's too much work, it's whatever. And yet our inner guidance, our souls, are really telling us that we need to do something else. And I don't know how many people are really in touch with their inner guidance, with their soul, to be able to kind of listen on that deeper level and feel comfortable with that. I know that for me, it's been a life process of doing that. I actually teach at, I was teaching at a community college of alternative ways to be able to tap into your psychic abilities, your listening to your soul, how to access that information. And I think that, that's very important for people in terms of self-evolving, because are we evolving just with what our ego is wanting us to do, or we are are we really evolving based on something very much deeper and much closely connected to our core guidance, to who we really are?
Yes, yes, I know. And you know what? I hear a lot about how important it is to be interconnected. Okay, I hear about how important it is. Because would you mind explaining what the concept of interconnectedness is when it comes to our evolution?
Sure. So being interconnected means to really be in touch with what our inner, not just the personality that wants us to feel good at every moment or whatever. I'm not saying don't feel good, but listening to our inner guidance. Oftentimes we have information that we can tap into. We can hear. I don't know if anybody's ever had an experience where they ask a question and then they get an answer. And the answer may come from, somebody may call them and the answer comes as a phone call of information from a friend.
That's interesting. Yeah.
They go to a bookstore and they've been thinking about a question and there's a book that they're drawn to and the answer is there. So that's your inner guidance, your inner directedness, right, helping you to kind of solve the problem in some way or get closer to the information that you need. And I often tell people that one of the ways to do that is to, you can write down a question. You can write down a question and look at it and be open to what you get. I mean, sometimes it's amazing. I've gotten information that's, I'll ask a question. I don't even have to write it down at this point. I'll ask a question and I'll tell you a funny story about that. There was one time that I wanted to know whether or not, it was really storming outside, and I wanted to know whether or not to go to a friend, so because I was supposed to do that, and it was a little bit of a trek. So I said, should I go to Len, his name was Len, should I go to Len's house? And I went for a walk. I like to do walking, and I get a lot of information, and there's this truck that goes by that has the letters C, and then it has Len, L-E-N-E, the letter E.
Oh,
so to
okay.
me, it was like the truck drives by, and it's and it says C, Len, E. And I thought, okay, there's the message.
Oh,
now,
that's
oftentimes,
interesting.
It's kind of silly, and people could say, well, wait a minute, Joanne, that's not true. How do you know? But I think that if you're used to following that guidance and you're used to asking and receiving, it's a very wonderful place to live because, in my opinion, and I always say this, I believe that the universe can be very responsive. And
I think so, too. You just have to be open to what it's telling you.
Exactly. So rather than say, oh, that's ridiculous, that truck didn't mean anything, I'm not going to pay attention to that, I went with the guidance. And, you know, there are situations, Miriam, where people follow their guidance and they're supposed to get on a plane and they get information, no, I shouldn't do this or whatever, and something happens with the plane and they don't get on, if they follow it, and they don't get on.
That's interesting. Yeah, it's just a matter of listening. And you know what, the other problem, too, that I know that I've encountered myself is, I just have this belief that something is supposed to be a certain way. So I'm literally looking for signs, and I may see something, but it's completely misleading. So there's, I guess, ego can get into the way as well. You know,
exactly.
You think, oh, well, there's a sign. Oh, okay, this is what I should do, even though it could very well be misleading because you're very attached to a certain thing.
Right. You may say, okay, I want the information, and I want the information to come through my dreams, or I want the information to come a certain way. Well, hello, it's not going to always come the way you're asking for it. It may come, but if you're closed off like you were talking, if you're closed off to that experience, to receiving the information however it comes through, then you're not going to get it. You're not going to be open, as you said, to it or receptive to it, and so you're going to miss the opportunity. So I think it's about understanding that you can get information, being open to what it is, and following it. And I think that when we do that, we get more information, and we just begin to be rewarded that way. that's the way I think about it.
Yeah, that's true. So now I'm going to ask, what other factors are there that will be contributing to our evolution?
Okay, so awareness, as I said, is very important. I think what's also important is self-love, because we need to, if we want to move forward, and again, our inner being, our soul, is filled with unconditional love for ourselves. So by following that, we're really following our inner instincts, our inner guidance, our soul guidance, and to really recognize that evolving and becoming more conscious is to do so in a very loving way for ourselves.
Right,
and,
right.
Right? But also to recognize that it's a process, and a lot of people are so impatient, Miriam. They just want to get to point Z. And I've always discovered that the real juice of the experience and of the evolution is the journey. There are so many opportunities. There are so many things that happen. There are so many people that we meet. There are so many ways and opportunities for learning and for expanding if we just don't want to jump to point Z, and we want to just recognize that the process is something that helps us become more whole and more responsive, and it doesn't happen overnight, and that's okay.
No, nothing does. Nothing does.
Right.
And that's very true.
It would be nice if it did, like you wake up
the next day. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And who's disputing that? Of course it would be nice. So that's not reality. So now I'm going to ask, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that in terms of, I think, something else that's important, and more so now in terms of our world and just, you know, the fact that we're such a global community, is to recognize that self-evolution is also a connection to other people, to other beings, to nature, and to do so in harmony with that. And that's part of evolving our consciousness, our self, recognizing that we are part of a whole, and it's not just ourselves, it's a whole synergistic people and animals and the earth, and I think that's really very important today. And if you take a look at a lot of companies, they're doing that in their businesses. They're contributing X amount of dollars at one store that you're spending towards something, you know, to save the whales or to help the homeless or something like that. And that's the recognition that's so important, that as we move forward, as we grow, we're helping others grow. If we did it all by ourselves, and we're the only one that evolved and expanded, and we left everybody else behind, then what kind of a place, what kind of a life, what kind of a world would we have?
Yes, it certainly wouldn't be good. That's for certain. That's absolutely for certain. So now I'm going to ask, what exactly is the process-minded success? Because that's something that I've heard you talk about. Could you explain that?
So I think we've been talking about that, and that's just to recognize that it doesn't happen overnight. That there are steps to it, that we have to kind of move forward, get out of our comfort zone and move forward and recognize that, okay, like we were saying, it's just not an overnight thing, you were saying, and you're so right about that. And to get be comfortable with it, and also comfortable with sometimes we get sidetracked and sometimes there are barriers that come up, but I think it's so important. You
were having
motivation early on. I think it's so important to recognize why we're doing something. To me, that's a great motivator, to know why I'm doing what I'm doing. What would I like the outcome to be? And not just, again, personally, but more collectively as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know what? That actually makes a lot of sense. And I want to talk a little bit about barriers. I mean, the thing is, if you really are set on a particular outcome for happening, and you're doing everything you can to make sure that you're taking the right actions and you're applying a law of attraction and this and that. But you know what? Obstacles are certainly going to come your way. So what is the purpose of that? Is that to help you grow too?
I believe so. I think maybe it's to help you grow your patience. Maybe it's to help you grow your understanding of what you're doing. Maybe it's because there's something in the way that you're doing it that needs to be kind of tweaked a little bit. Maybe it's to meet new people who are going to help you make it easier. There can be so many babies, right? I think that that's always true, and yet we want to take the easy way. Oftentimes, the challenge, the obstacle, years and years ago, when I was in my 20s, I had an injury. I was studying and I was studying dance, and I was going to do movement therapy, and I had an injury, and so that was out. Doesn't mean that I don't dance and move, but I had a year of kind of figuring out, okay, what do I need to do? And it was a very painful year, but it led me into looking at alternative ways of healing and alternative therapy, and it led me to kind of go shift my career goals. And so, in a way, that was a barrier, that was a challenge, and I could have said, well, what's going on? But I think, you know, what's going on here? That's not supposed to happen. I'm doing everything right. I know what I want to do, da-da-da-da-da. And yet, again, it was that part of me that was saying, you know, opening me up to new awareness. I started to learn so much about alternative medicine, which is a lot of what I do in my coaching, and so that was, and I also learned how to heal myself.
Yeah, no, that's very important. So now I'm going to ask another very important question. Now, we talked about the, you know, mindful of being successful and how to become aware and how to get out of your comfort zone. But here's the thing. How can people really become motivated? What is the key to motivation?
The key to motivation, firstly, is recognize why you're doing it. Have some kind of a plan. I think it's always important to have a plan and to actually write down the steps that you need. And not only that, but also to recognize, as you and I were talking about, Miriam, that there may always be challenges, there may always be barriers, and to maybe anticipate in advance what some of those barriers may be or could be, so you don't get blindsided by them when they come rushing in. And as I said earlier, to really, really know why you want to do something. So if you're studying, you want to get a degree, okay? And it's hard, and it's hard to study, and it's hard to take exams, and the courses are so long, and the professor is boring, as I've had. But you have to remember, why are you doing it? What is the outcome that you are looking for? And so I think that helps to keep us on track. I think also that we have to give ourselves little rewards.
Yes, you're right.
Right? To recognize that, okay, I took this one step and maybe I have 20 more, but I took this first step and wow, bravo. Not to spend millions of dollars on yourself, but or to, you know, eat horrible food.
No, I know.
Right? Do something that's going to make you feel good, or give yourself a pat on the back and allow yourself to really feel that you are moving forward. I think that's helpful, rather than being so self-critical and saying, oh, why is it taking so long? What's wrong with me? Right? It is easy to get into that negative space.
Yeah.
I
know.
Well, I think we all know that.
Oh, we do. So now I'd like to talk more about your Power Your Life Network and Power You University. Could you tell us more about that?
Sure. Firstly, I have a TV and a radio show, Power Your Life Radio and Power Your Life TV. And so the network is an outgrowth of that. And the network will really be finalized, and the Power You University will be finalized in a few weeks. And the idea is to invite other people to be part of it who want to be instructors in the university, who have something to share, products, services, programs. And so we're going to invite people to be a part of it. And for the university, for the network, for people like yourself who have podcasts or radio or television, and again they want to be connected, and not only want to be connected, but they want to gain more visibility and be part of what we're going to be doing, then yes, it's a very important place to be.
Wow, that sounds really, really exciting. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. So finally, Dr. Joanne, could you give us all your contact information and social media sites where people can find you?
Sure. They can actually go to, firstly, www.docwhite.org. That's docwhite.org. They can also, in a few weeks, I would say, starting in December, go to poweryourlifenetwork.com. It will be live then, and that's www.poweryournetwork.com. And you can go to my TV show. It's actually local, but it's also going to be on YouTube, and they can go to youtube.com/user/docwhite2, and they'll get to see incredible people. That's docwhite2, incredible people. We're doing a wonderful show today for veterans, and there's an
organization. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so it's
That's
really
great.
Exciting. And they can also contact me at Joanne, Joanne, at docwhite.org, Joanne@docwhite.org, or call me at 856-795-5854.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Joanne. It was so wonderful to have you as a guest.
Miriam, thank you so much. I appreciate it, and thanks so much for having me, and have a blessed day.
You have a blessed day, too. Have a blessed day, everyone. Have a wonderful week, and I'll see you next week. Bye for now.